On the wrong side of Tinseltown, only BFM's man on the street knows where to go for the real scoop. It's Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
F for boy. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Very well, thank you. Are you chock-a-block? I don't want to ask in case I'm wrong, but have you seen it yet?
Seen what?
Rhymes with Blade Runner, basically.
Oh, right. No, I didn't. I haven't done any coverage of that, unfortunately. They did the junk for that out of London, so I haven't seen it, but I love what I'm hearing about it.
Yeah, that's what I'm...
Really good initial reviews.
What about Ryan Gosling, eh? Multi-task, across so many different styles of film. I love it. Young Hercules.
Yeah, he's pretty cool.
You know? La La Land. That's not what we're talking about today.
No, well, I was going to say, when I interviewed Ryan Gosling for La La Land, he was talking about when he used to live in New Zealand, and he was like, yeah, I still live on Shelley Beach Road. It was a great road. And I said, well, it's more of a glorified off-ramp, actually.
Did you?
No, I didn't say that. But he did say that he used to get his coffee from Brazil every morning, and he asked me if it was still there, and I'm like, no. And he's like, what about it? I was like, yes.
You're his go-to New Zealand guy.
Ryan Gosling anecdote for you there.
What have you been doing this week then in LA?
Not a huge amount of exciting stuff. I can't even remember. Just organizing general life stuff as opposed to work stuff. Opening this week, there's a whole bunch of movies, so we should probably crack into them. The one that I've seen is Battle of the Sexes, which is this true story about a tennis match that occurred between a young women's champion and a retired men's champion, Emma Stone and Steve Carell. It's kind of a heavy subject matter. It's about, feminism and equal rights and stuff like that. But this film is very light and breezy, and I really enjoyed it. It's kind of funny at times, and it kind of embraces its status as a film that is very informed by hindsight. You know, although it was a huge deal at the time, the current kind of discussions happening now around feminism kind of correlate to this incident quite effectively, and the film really plays that up, sometimes to the point where you feel like it's a bit too informed by subsequent history.
Yeah.
But Steve Carell's awesome in it.
Yeah, I've seen the trailer, and the trailer looks fantastic. Like, they've really nailed the look of the era.
Yeah, there's lots of cool actors show up in this. Elizabeth Shue, remember her? God, I so wanted to marry her.
I never did.
When I was young. Heck, I'd still marry her.
If you couldn't marry her and her brother, Matthew Shue, was that his name?
You mean Andrew Shue from Mara's Place.
Andrew Shue, yeah, from Mara's Place. If he hit on you, would you go there? Because he does look quite a lot like his sister.
I'm not a fan of Andrew.
No, yes. It's not the looks, is it? It's
true.
What's in, yeah, sure. Okay. Mm. Just double-checking. Okay.
He's like, it's funny how he kind of did Mara's Place and then, like, nothing else.
I think, didn't...
I guess he was always more of a soccer player than an actor, that guy.
Oh, is that what they were doing on Mara's Place?
Playing soccer.
Acting.
I
think.
Also out this week is a Kiwi film, The Changeover, based on Margaret Mahe's book, which is getting some quite good reviews. I'm looking forward to checking that out. No opportunity to see it over here as yet. Also, the Flatliners remake. Who called out for a Flatliners remake?
Let's explain that the theory of Flatliners. It's quite a creepy, and you'd think maybe it would sort of almost be illegal because it might, you know, people might, medical students and stuff. You know, it's about medical students who kill each other and then bring each other back to life.
I think it's very illegal. Yeah, that's the idea, is that it's about people experimenting with with stopping their heart and seeing, and but it's a supernatural thriller. The original kind of was like a Brat Pack classic with people like Kevin Bacon and William Baldwin and Kiefer Sutherland and Julia Roberts. This one has a hot young cast, including Ellen Page and Diego Luna and a few other up-and-comers. But, yeah, I try to be pretty pragmatic about remakes. Remakes have always been part of Hollywood. There's nothing wrong with them in concept. But this one, boy, was there a single human being on the planet that was like, you know what we need is a new version of Flatliners. It feels like a studio being a bit... bit too keen to exploit their library without stopping to consider the potential entertainment value.
It's not like Flatliners. You're not on board with it. Flatliners. It doesn't feel like it's aged either. Like the storyline, really. It's just that, you know, it sort of is what it is. It's not like it needs a reboot.
I agree. But I do have a slight fondness for the original.
A fondness for the original.
Not all
that's
bad.
Right.
Yeah. Also out this week is an animated film with potentially the greatest title of the year. It's called Captain Underpants, the first epic movie.
I've seen a few trailers, I've seen the ads for it, and I think if you're going to call a superhero Captain Underpants, he better be good, because you get one go at that.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm always suspicious of a film when they start numbering on the first one. As anyone who's seen American Kickboxer 1 knows, it doesn't necessarily mean there'll be an American Kickboxer 2. But calling this the first epic movie was perhaps a bit presumptuous. But Kevin Hart, Thomas Middleditch from Silicon Valley, a voice, and Ed Helms, I believe, a voice in this. It's kind of looks like it skews a little bit younger than a lot of these films. I imagine there's going to be some flatulence humor in there. But,
Underpants.
Yeah, quite well regarded.
It comes from a collection of kids' stories, and you know, he's Captain Underpants. And underpants for kids are funny. It's like right up there with bananas and sausages. Funny!
Yeah. according to Flix, there's a Black Sabbath doco coming out this week. Do you know anything about that?
A Black Sabbath? No, I don't actually. No. Oh no, maybe.
Well, Black Sabbath. Maybe the End of the Road.
Maybe I've heard. Maybe the professor muttered something to me about it being a very up to speed with what Black Sabbath are up to, guys. But that's all I know. And no, the whole of Black Sabbath, including Ronnie James Dio.
I'm not sure if he's involved. He's not. His name isn't mentioned on the poster, alongside Geezer Butler.
Geezer Butler, great bass player. Woo!
But it's about their final tour, apparently. I can't confirm this was definitely out. I probably should have researched that a bit more. How are things with you?
Really good, thanks. I too have been doing just things around the house as well, but I guess I won't talk about that. We're in limbo at the moment. We don't have a government. What else is happening? It's hard to encapsulate suddenly everything that's happening in New Zealand. There was a fuel rupture pipeline thing that's happened. What else, Johnny? What else is top of the heavy news at the moment? Come on, get in there. Come on. Lord just won the Silver Scroll. The APRA Silver Scroll Award, as voted by other members of APRA, down in a ceremony which I didn't see, but apparently it was fantastic down Dunedin. Music curated by Shane Carter, and The Clean got entered into the New Zealand Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, whatever that is, wherever that is. And but Lord won it for Greenlight. What do you think of that song?
Oh, cool. I like Greenlight. I think it's a good song.
I hated it first time I heard it, but when I saw the video, I hated it. But then I came round on it a lot. Right round on it.
Yeah, it's a grower, that one for sure.
It's an amazingly clever pop song, is what that is. You know, you can't knock pop. I don't think. I mean, you can. You definitely.
I agree.
Can. All right. Well, it's been great talking to you this morning, Fabe fan. I look forward to talking to you this time next week.
Absolutely. Talk to you then, Mike. Cheers.
Down man in LA. There he is.
You'll be listening to Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Got to remember, it's very hot over there. Mm. No, the heat.